So there were a number of people who were known to me to be working in speech entitlement and so on, although I wasn't working in it myself. And I would, and I wasn't spending time professionally with Turing, but I'd often have lunch with him or something like that. Often John Reardon and I would have lunch together, and Turing and I.
I see.
We would talk about mathematical subjects too. Turing, perspective here. Turing, of course, is most famous for the notion of the Turing machine and the related concept, which was a very driving motive in my thinking all these years, although we haven't touched on it here at all. The notion of building computers that will think and what you can do with computers and all that. And so Turing and I had an awful lot in common, and we would talk about that kind of question. He had already written his famous paper about Turing machines.
Yes.
So-called, as they call them now, Turing machines.
Yes.
He didn't call it that. We spent much time discussing the concepts of what's in the human brain, what the brain, how the brain is built, how it works, and what can be done with machines, and whether you can do anything with machines you can do with the human brain, and so on, and that kind of thing. And I talked to him some about my notions on information theory, I know, and he was interested in those. And